Yo, yo, what's up? It's your host, DJ King.
DJ Oppo, and we here on What's Up Warren, bringing you some hot news, trending, everything on top. So stay tuned in and welcome back.
What's up, Warriors? I'm your host, DJ King. With me, I got DJ Oppo, DJ Zoe, and do you want to introduce yourself? Because I don't know your DJ name.
Hello, everyone. I'm DJ Jules.
DJ Jules. Rubles? Do you have rubles?
No.
Pesos?
Pesos. For sure.
Amigo, regalito.
Yeah, for sure.
So, continuing on with our podcast. So there's been a lot of new music coming out as of lately. You're laughing at me. I know I'm a little under the weather.
No, I'm not laughing at that.
You're laughing at my laugh. I get it. I just raw. So
Gordon Ramsay and the kid. Raw.
Raw.
Does Gordon Ramsay still do stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
What do you think he's going to do? Switch it up and become an actor? Like, what? It's like, I've been cooking for 95 years, so now I'm going to make pottery. Like, dude, that does not correlate. Cuz is still cooking.
So, 007, after, like, what, 5 or 6 years of no 007 movies coming out, I promise this relates to music, they finally released a trailer for the new movie, No Time to Die, which, after Billie Eilish's whole... Oh, yeah, I won like 17 Grammys and a few Oscars. Along with that, I watched Eminem perform on stage. Most random thing that could ever happen.
Right.
She releases a song, which also got an award, No Time to Die, for that movie as a whole.
I listened to it.
Is it good?
Yes.
Like,
it's very good.
Is it James Bond worthy?
Yes.
Is his name James Bond 007?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Just, oh, Jesus Christ, it's Jesus Christ.
You mean James?
What did I say, Jim?
Jesus.
No. Oh! What?
Whatever that was, we're going to keep the headset off now.
Okay, I can't do that.
She was sitting there trying to act like, I'm going to make him look crazy. I'm going to keep it on. I'm like, what's wrong with you, bro?
So continuing on, Billie Eilish did get some awards for that song, No Time to Die. It was actually aired at the Oscars as well. Along with that was the Eminem performance, which we'll talk about that later. Ugh. Sorry, I lost myself. You know, lose yourself. Uh-huh, get it?
I get it.
It wasn't funny. I'm sorry. So as a whole, what do you guys think of Billie Eilish?
I think, like, for being so young and winning so much awards and just already having so much success, I think her music journey is just going to take off even more, even though she did announce that she wasn't going to be releasing any new music for, like, another year or so. So
that's upsetting.
I guess we'll see what happens.
Getting really tired of hearing the same song.
I have to say, she got me through a lot last year. So...
Boom.
I know. Not that song. A lot of other songs.
Like?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember the song.
Track 17.
I don't know. I don't remember.
You're just listening in your car. You don't even look at the name. You just look at the track number and you look at the time. Just like, yeah, track 17, 205. All right.
Do you have an old car?
I do not have an old car. I mean, yes, I have an old car, but not an old radio.
CDs. Yes. You listen to CDs.
Of course.
Is that why you're saying track?
Even on like a Bluetooth.
Because I'm telling you, some of the people that are listening to this don't know what the heck you're talking about.
Okay.
Wait, but on Apple Music, it says 17. Track one.
Thank you.
On Apple Music, it says track one, track and, five.
And on Amazon Music. Now, along with that, there was other artists that got awards too. Ariana Grande was definitely... not one of them.
Yeah, she was.
I love Ariana Grande. Okay.
Which was sad. Like, I thought that whole Thank You Next album was pretty good. I mean,
for sure. I think that got me through my situation. I don't know. The album was good for sure.
So along with that, Ariana Grande did release that album, Thank You Next. I think she won like how many awards?
What?
Honestly, I can't tell you the number. But I'm pretty sure
I can't tell you
simple.
The number either. All I know is that night she had a lot of nominations, but a lot of those nominations were lost because guess who went in and took it over?
Of course, Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish, like.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding, Billie Eilish. I was about to say it again.
Billy Bobby Brown.
Fun fact: I was watching this documentary, or not documentary. It was more like an interview with what's his name, Ozzy Osbourne, right? They mentioned Billie Eilish to Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy.
Here comes Ozzy. Who in the world is Beanie Eilish?
Beanie. I can imagine him saying that too.
Who in the world is Beanie Eyelash?
Man, he just released an album not too long ago either. Ozzy Osbourne. I'm still looking at it. I'm like, how are you alive?
I don't really like it.
Have you listened to the album?
I listened to a few songs on it.
I listened to a couple of his singles, and here I am like, are you gonna be the dog at age 13? Are you trying to hide yourself? Is this where you let us know where you are at, age-wise? Because there was a lot of songs that talked about death. Like, am I not wrong?
I don't really recall that, but...
Oh, man, what was that song? It had Elton John in one
song. Oh, no, I know that song. That's the one song I listened to. So.
Like, I'm surprised Elton John still writes music. I didn't know he still did, but... That song was all right. There was a couple songs.
Dead, but that's Elvis. Never mind.
Elvis?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I can see how he got that.
On the latest news of Elvis Presley, he's still in his grave. Jesus.
Elvis Presley in Meek Mill tonight.
Bro, could we? I want to love to see that. I'm telling you.
You know, Quavo and Usain Bolt are doing a song. I think it's already out.
Oof.
It's, yeah.
I just think it's pretty cool how, like, different genres of artists are, like, coming together to, like, create a song.
That's
it's
what,
so different.
That's, like, what all the genres of music have been trying to do for years.
Yeah.
But then you got us that are, like, rock.
Yeah, no.
who likes Nirvana?
Hot in here.
Speaking of Nirvana, though, they did just release, like, some 25th anniversary of their live in New York.
I got some roll-on fragrances from them. Fresh.
Continue.
Anyway...
Oof. Eminem, that's sparking all over, and that'll go back to the Lose Yourself performance that he did that everyone was so confused about.
I have to be completely honest, I have not listened to Eminem since I was in, like, 8th grade, so...
Well, Revival came out during 2017, that was a bust.
Kamikaze was good.
Kamikaze was all right.
I would say that it's a bust because I had no idea
yeah,
that that was even a thing.
Yeah, I didn't know he released.
Like, you telling me that's how I found
Revival
out, so.
Was nothing but a political album as a whole, and it just didn't fit Eminem's style, which was why no one really liked it. Not only that, but there was a couple racial moments that he used.
Which makes sense.
And then Kamikaze, he went in with Kamikaze last.
And that's where he was back to, you know, doing what he normally does, is make fun
he
of other
dissed
people.
He dissed MGK, but everybody. For some
reason. Oh, I think I heard
for
that
whatever
one.
The reason is, he still hasn't dissed Nick Cannon.
I know, he should have. I mean, Nick Cannon went after his daughter, family, all that.
But,
it's
but
like,
then
it,
but then again, they've been at that, like, whole ordeal for, like, many years.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess people should just expect Eminem to be a better rapper than Nick Cannon, period, point blank.
And then Music to be Murdered By.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Horrible. I mean, as a whole, it got some better ratings than Revival as a whole.
It's way better than Revival. Yeah, I'd listen to stuff on there other than Revival because it was horrible, but...
Like, at first, when I first listened to the whole album, because, like, my mom, oh, Lord have mercy, she'll just binge it. She'll listen to it for the whole car ride.
What is this?
Music to be Murdered By, Eminem.
Hmm.
Like, see, she won't listen to that album, but she'll listen to other albums. She'll be like, yeah, this is my favorite artist, right?
I mean, I guess you
binges
have to think
it.
Of-
and I sat there like, new album? All right, I'll go ahead and take a listen to it, right?
Yeah.
Little did I realize later that he took it off of Alfred Hitchcock's album Music to be Murdered By.
Oh, okay.
Like, it was literally a direct copy and paste. He even uses some audio clips from that album as, like, little interludes.
See, that...
So, like, a recreation of the album,
basically.
Pretty much, except it's all rap music. Now, of course, Godzilla beat his record.
Yeah, that was the only one that I could listen to, bro.
Godzilla beat his record for fastest rapper, which I don't understand. Like, how are you gonna go back in? No one has taken that record since he did Rap God. He went back in with Kamikaze, and then he went back in with Godzilla.
I mean, that's just proof to Nick Cannon. It's like, you're not a rapper, cuz I'm the rapper, bro. He's like, you can't beat me, bro. He's basically saying you can't beat me. I mean, think about the title, Music to be Murdered By, not Beats to be Murdered By or Lyrics to be Murdered By. No, the entire thing, Music to be Murdered By. He knew people weren't gonna like this because he went from being really good at making this music when it hit Revival, sucked. Went to Kamikaze, he knew what he had to do. It's them upbeat things, it's them things that we like, that Gucci Mane type beat, that Drake type beat. He switches it back, Music to be Murdered By, because I'm gonna show y'all how disrespectful y'all are to real music. Y'all only want the beat. You wanna listen to beat? Go to Trap Beats on YouTube, but don't come to me talking about, oh, shoot, his beats is whack. I'm a rapper. Get over it. You feel me?
Yes.
I'm speaking facts. Music to be murdered by, yeah, whatever. It's ridiculous, though.
I still give him props, though, like, for releasing an album that maybe he thought wasn't going to work out. Like, he did it because he wanted to.
He released Revival in complete confidence. Mm-hmm. He released it in complete confidence. I can't. Right? And then when everyone sat there and said, what is this? He literally recognized that in a heartbeat. He recognized that, pointed it out throughout the whole album, Kamikaze. Did it again with this album.
Mm-hmm.
Included Young M.A. Included Juice WRLD. You Are on the Ground.
He's
and
hot.
Then he went to the Oscars. Went to the Oscars and performed Lose Yourself. Now, when was that song made? I forgot. Like what?
Like 2008? Lose Yourself?
Yes, Lose Yourself.
I'll look that up.
It was off 8 Mile. When he went up to perform that song, I don't know if it was just me.
That, by the way. He's never performed it. That's the first time ever.
Really?
Yep.
Oh.
First time ever.
Good fact. But yeah, he's performed to Rap God many times. That makes a lot of
2002.
Sense. 2002. 2002. Wow. 6-year difference.
I just got born, dude. Where's my bag?
He's looking for his bag.
Because it's way too friggin' hot. I can't do it anymore.
Okay.
Like, I think I'm actually going to die of a heat stroke in this room. So I need to make a migration.
Yeah, we're going to have to quickly hurry this up because I'm hot.
No, of course. Now,
I'm sweating over here.
Now, was it just me or was everyone kind of confused? Okay, bye, DJ Oppo.
Right on, don't go.
Was it just me or, like, did everyone just kind of seem confused of why he was there? To begin with.
Eminem?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I watched it, but I heard stuff and it kind of like seemed like they were all confused. Like when I was reading stuff and looking at pictures, it just kind of was like, yeah.
But to be fair, like he did have like a little anniversary kind of thing. Like didn't he win like an award for
Well, I mean, I would say he's a legend, even if I don't really like his music. He's a legend compared to other people because a lot of people look up to him and like that's sometimes they're the person that they want to aspire to be as a rapper. I've noticed that. So,
right. I mean, I watched someone most recently say their idol was Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
That's
okay. okay. I think he changed the music industry.
He did.
But I don't think that it was maybe like, I don't know. I just don't think he should have performed because
I think, I don't really know how old he is, but I feel like he could have performed it, like, later on in his career, especially if he already released a new album. So, like, how long ago did he release? Yeah, how old is he?
Google said he's 47 years old.
47. Yeah, I feel like he could have done it a little bit later in his career, especially if he just came out with an album. You know, you feel like what I'm saying?
Of course. Now, to go ahead and quickly end this off, I want to talk about Ozzy Osbourne real quick since he released that album.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys feel? Have you guys listened to it yet?
I listened to, like, one song.
I haven't.
One or two songs.
I listened to, like, three. It's all right. It's not, like, Black Sabbath good. Like, Crazy Train good, but it's all right, especially since he's 81 years old.
He's 81?
Yep.
I did not know
He was
know
born
that.
In 1948.
That is crazy.
That's why I questioned myself earlier at the beginning of this episode. Like,
well, then that makes sense as to why he was so. Because I noticed he was auto-tuned in it.
Yeah,
and it was
like,
so it didn't
like
sound
voice.
Right. Yeah,
I mean, like maybe like 2 years. Yeah, it was during 2018. He went on tour with Stone Sour and a couple other bands. And, you know, everyone was happy to see him, but when he went on the stage and everyone heard him sing, they said, no, this is not Ozzy.
It's just because he's getting older and it's not going to be
the same.
Yeah, it's not going to be the same.
Of course. Well, thank you, ladies, for coming in. Of course, DJ Oppo left. I'm DJ King. Thank you for tuning in to this episode.